صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our class study today about magic. You know, the magic is the one, the big fitna in this life. Therefore, a lot of people came and asked me about somebody made magic for me. A woman for a last month called me that the family of my husband, they made a magic against me, and they separated me and my husband. Therefore, when we speak about the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, then we move to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to see what is the story of the magic. The magic is true or not? The answer is yes. Magic is such kind of fitna in this life. People sometime when they hit each other, they want to cause harm for one another, they follow this kind of magic. Wali'ujubillah. In a certain country, the magic is very, very famous, especially in Africa and Asia. And the one who are on the top of the magic, al-Yahud, the Jew. They are the one, they spread all this all over the world, al-Yahud. And what al-Yahud, the Jew, said about Sayyidina Sulaiman? First of all, for our knowledge, we have to know that they don't believe Sulaiman is a prophet. Al-Yahud, they do not believe Sulaiman is a prophet. They believed him as a magician. A magician. He used to go with magic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ayat to answer al-Yahud or all the people about Sulaiman alayhi salam. Did he really was controlling the people by magic? That's what we're going to know from this ayah. Inshallah ta'ala. Be with us in our class. Trust me, my brother. This class is very important. We need it in our knowledge. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant all of us in knowledge, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ماذا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Ayah number 102. I'm sorry, I told you 112 before. It's 102. Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, 102. I advise my sister upstairs, because you don't have pages like us, open the Quran in English and look for ayah number 102, Surah Al-Baqarah number 2, inshallah ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتبع ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون بين المرء وزوجه ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله. We're gonna stop in the half of the ayah because the time is not enough for us. I prefer when we have any class, we need to finish it. Be with us in a Zoom in the weekend, 5 o'clock every Sunday. Just to open Masjid Manhattan, you're going to find the link. Just to click it, you'll find yourself with our collect about 10 Masjid. All of them, they come to our Zoom. It's very valuable class. Come with us because we're going to have almost like 50 to 1 hour, inshallah ta'ala. But here, actually, we take it as much as we could. What's the story in this ayah? The ayah translation is, where is Ibrahim? Ibrahim, help me, Ibrahim. Ibrahim, help me, Allah, hidik Ibrahim. Where Ibrahim? Read the translation, Ibrahim, inshallah ta'ala. Second page, the back. You don't have it? Okay, here you go. You have it? Okay.
And they followed instead what the
devil... Easy, Ibrahim, because I understand the very slow. You are super. But for somebody like me, go slow. Okay, go ahead.
And they followed instead what the devil had recited during the reign of Solomon. It was not Solomon who disbelieved, but the devils disbelieved, teaching people magic and that which was revealed to the two angels at Babylon, Harut and Marut. But the two angels do not teach anyone unless they say, We are a trial, so do not disbelieve by practicing magic. And yet, they learned from them that by which they cause separation between a man and his wife.
Yeah, repeat this again.
And yet, they learned from them that by which they cause separation between a man and his wife. But they do not harm anyone through it except by the permission of Allah. And the people mourn what harms them and does not benefit them. But the children of Israel certainly knew that whoever purchased the magic would not have in the hereafter any share. And wretched is that for which they sold themselves, if they only knew.
Barakallahu feek. Okay, what's the story about this? What's the story? As I again, I repeat it again, Sheikh Muhammad, many times. A translation in the Quran, it doesn't give you the tafsir. It's word against word. Therefore, we need to know asbab al-nizul, the reason of the revelations. In order to understand the interpretation of the Quran, we need to know the reason of the revelations. Here you go. Al-Yahud, the Jew. Allah says here, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكُ سَلَيْمَانَ. Okay. They follow it instead what the devil had recited. Who is a follower here? Al-Yahud. Came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them, to tell him and all of us about the people before us. My question is, Prophet Muhammad, he meet Sulaiman?
No.
He meet Sayyidina Sulaiman?
Yes.
Did he meet Adam? Did he meet Oliver? They meet them, but without speaking with them.
Yes.
In when?
Isra.
When Allah resurrect all of them, and all of them include Adam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and all the prophet, Musa, Isa alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Ishaq, Yaqub, all of them, Allah, and he became and step forward, step back to leave Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he's a father for all the prophet, but the angel Jibril alayhi salam is the one, he took his hand and he told him, step, you are the imam of the all mankind sallallahu alayhi salam. And why in bait, before we clear this, why Allah took him in the night trip from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa? Why not direct to the heaven? Why he has to make a first stop first in Bayt al-Maqdis? Because the Yahud, the Jew, they fail in their belief. They disbelieve all the most of the prophet and messenger. They killed a lot of prophet and messenger. So Allah in this night, he took the leadership from Al-Yahud to the, give it to the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they fail in the test. Alhamdulillah, if we say, do you believe Isaac? Do you believe Ishaq and Yaqub?
Yeah.
Yusuf, Idris, all of the prophet and messenger? Yes.
Yeah, no,
but they are not. They are not. They disbelieve a lot of prophet. Therefore, Allah spoke direct to the Prophet Muhammad, وَاتَّبَعُوا, they follow in his stead. Okay? What the devil, what that the devil was recited. Al-Yahud, they follow what? What is the devil was recited? What is the story in this, behind this? Right. Ash-shayateen, the devil, shayateen. And when we speak about shayateen, we speak about two. Don't think they are from jinn only. We speak about the human also. The human shayateen. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min shayateen al-ins wal-jinn. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with Allah against the shayateen of the human and the jinn. Who's the most danger? The human or the jinn?
Human.
Subhanallah. Hi. So what is the story here? Shayateen, what they did? They written a book. Ash-shayateen, they written a book. But the jinn, they are here. They are the one, they written a book. Book of magic. And what they did? They came under the chair of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman used to have like a king, great kingdom. And he has a big chairs for judgment. And he used closer to use a musalla, a place to pray to Allah. They came and buried under the place which Sulaiman used to pray. And Sulaiman did not figure it. And we have two interpretations, two tafsir, because you may face in the tafsir, Sheikh Mustafa gave us a different story, but in our classes we have to be class to have to be honest to give you two different kind of interpretation. The first one, Tafsir al-Kalabi, one of the greatest scholar from the Ummah who make this tafsir from Ibn Abbas and the others. Al-Kalabi said, they came with this book of magic and they bury under Sulaiman alayhi salam. Musalla or the chair. We don't care about this. And Sulaiman did not figure it until he died. Then when he died, actually they came and they took exactly, they brought it forth. They bring it up from under. Right. And when they got this book, the shayateen told the people in that time, they told them, that is how Sulaiman controlling all of you by this book, the book of magic. And everybody, we know, we need the power. When you need power, you're going to do everything in order to earn or gain this power. That is the most proud for us. Everyone need power in this life, a position. So when they came and they took it out, they told the Al-Yahud, who are divided into two groups. They told them, this is the book which Sulaiman left it for you. But who written this? The devils. Sulaiman did not have idea about this at all. Sulaiman ruling by what Allah inspired him and what he learned from his father Dawood alayhi salam from the book. Because وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. And we give Zabura, it's mean book, for Dawood alayhi salam. So they came to the children of Israel, Yahud specific, and they told them what? This is what Sulaiman hidden for all of you. Go and learn it. Look at the fitna came from the beginning. Begin exactly in every fitna in this life, there is a certain people who brought forth this fitna. Somebody put actually the beginning of it. And people, generation by generation, they follow it. They follow it. Someone, like birthday of the Prophet ﷺ, someone created this. Then the Muslim, they love it. And when you speak to the people, I said, Chukal, look at this. This is Wahhabi. He denied the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. We don't deny it. We believe there is the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. But when? And how you deal with it? Are you going to mix a revelation or so and so? Every fitna behind, exact. Behind this, a people in the beginning. People. Like fitna to al-hijab. The first people came and gave, like when the children of Israel, the female of them, they used to cover with hijab. They started to take it out and to show the beginning of the hair. And Muslim for the same thing today. Now, they took claim about this book, the book of the devils, Ash-Shayateen. Sulaiman left this for you, go and learn it. So the Yahud divided into two groups. One of them, the first group, they are the righteous of them. Is there any righteous from the Yahud? Yes. You're going to find him, inshallah, to find them with you in Al-Jannah. Those who believe Musa alayhi salam and did not join in a partner of Allah. You're going to find Nasara from the follower of Musa. Yes, they're going to be with you in Al-Jannah, inshallah, bi-iznillah. But some of the other people, they deny the book of Allah. They deny the truth. So the first group, they said, you know, it's impossible that this is the book of Sulaiman. This is not what Sulaiman teaching us. This is not what Sulaiman received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We deny this. It's impossible to have this book as Sulaiman left for all of us. Second group, they are the rebellious. Fasaqatun fajara. Disbelievers. They said, you know, no. This is the true book of Sulaiman. and they were hungry to learn this kind of book, and it is indeed, it was the book of magic. It was a book of magic, which Sulaiman has no idea about it. And he never received anything from Allah at all. Then after that, they rejected the word of their prophet. They deny that Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was a prophet. They believed only he was a king, and he was, I'm talking about the disobedience. And he ruled the people and controlled the people by this book, the book of devils. And you know, Allah give control to Sulaiman, control for number one,
yeah.
Human. Number two,
jinn.
The jinn. Number three,
the wind.
Huh?
Yeah.
The wind.
The wind. Number four, to speak with
the animals.
The animals. Power. Allah give it to Sulaiman. Could you imagine Sulaiman? Sulaiman, he spoke with the ant. Alayhi salam. Sulaiman, he spoke with the ant. He spoke with the hudhud, the hubu. Who brought actually the news for the Bulqais? The hubu. The hudhud, the bird. SubhanAllah. Allah teach him all of that. Now, then after that, they claim this, the disobedient of the Yahud, that this book is not exactly, it's from Sulaiman, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he was what? A magician. Okay, now, the second interpretation, to be honest with you also, Tafsir al-Sudai. Al-Sudai, one of the scholar actually to make the Tafsir also, not from him, it's from the Sahaba, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What they said, what he said here. Second interpretation for the same ayah, ayah number 102 in Surah Al-Baqarah. Who is exactly they follow it instead what the devils had recited. Right. They said, second interpretation, كانت الشياطين تصعد إلى السماء. As all of you, you know, before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shayateen, the devil, they used to ascend it to be closer to hear what the people in heaven says. So the shaitan, they used to have power. It's also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to go and to hear the discussion or the discussion between the angels about the death, about a lot of things. The shaitan, they used to come to the heaven because they have power also. Allah gave them power to fly, and they became closer to hear what is the angel speaking. Then what are that? And when they receive any news from the heaven, the shayateen, they add to every single word 70 lies. Instead, they transfer it with fair and just, clearly, no. They add with every word that they had received from the angel 70 lies. 70 lies. Lie. Then they give it to who? They got this news after they mix the truth, which they hear it from the angel, and the lie together, and they give it to who? To Al-Kahana. Who is Al-Kahana here? The priests in the land at that time, the clergyman, you could say it like this. And then after that, he became amongst the Yahud, all this lie, which the jinn is breeded through their priests, through the clergyman, and the news had been spread all over, true and lie together. And as we said, with every word that they receive it from the heaven, the jinn, they used to add 70 lies. Could you imagine about this? Lie. Number, and continue about this tafsir. Sulaiman, when he heard that the shayateen spread all this word with lie and claiming that's from him, he actually called all the people and he collected this book. He collected this book and then he buried under his chair. He buried all these words in the box and he put it under his chair. And he gave a warning. If I hear any one of you say anything from this book, I will cut his neck off, because he's a Nabi, he's a prophet. He has to clear the land from all the falsehood. Now, and when Sulaiman died, عليه السلام وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Some of the scholar they knew where he buried this box. Some of the scholar, his follower, they went and searched it and they brought it up. They got it. Then after that, when the book became available in their hands, the book of magic, which the devil created. So what happened after that? Shaitan right away came in the form of man. Shaitan came in the form of man. And he came to a specific people from the Yahud, the follower of Sulaiman. قال هل أدلكم على كنز لا تأكلونه أبدا. Shall I tell you about a treasury? And you're never gonna lose if you got this treasury. They said, yes, yes, tell us. And who is speaking with them? The devil, the shaitan. You know, the shaitan has ability, as we explained in our class, to reform himself in a form of man, in a form of dog, in a form of cat, in a form, he is able to change, and he came actually to the people with this kind of form. So he came to the people, the follower of Sulaiman, to confusing them and to make a statement. That is the book of Sulaiman. فقال الشيطان لعنه لعنه الله. The shaitan who came in the form of man. أن سليمان كان يضبط الجن والإنس والطير الطير. سليمان used to control by this book which you are available now in your hand. He used to control all everyone, human and jinn and everything. Don't leave this book. If you need the power, if you need to control, you must learn this book in order to control. See, the shaitan came from where? From actually different way to confuse the people. The shaitan, the biggest job for the shaitan is to confuse the people in their religion or to make them kafir. That's the shaitan. These people outside in the bar and zina, adultery and all this stuff. That is the victim of the shaitan. He is the one, he misleading them. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Now, and in any way, in this time, in this place, spread it all over, this kind of book. And everybody started to say, that is the book of Sulaiman. Instead, they follow the book of Allah, the word of the Sulaiman, they follow what? The shaitan's book, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. That's what happened all the time. That's what happened. Now, exactly like what happened in Adam. Adam alayhi salam, my dear brothers, he has like children. And most of them like that, Qabil and Habil. And Qabil, actually the people of Qabil are, and the people of Habil, they become divided to two groups. People of Habil, they was very righteous. People of Qabil, they was a disobedient. So one day, actually, the shaitan came and told, actually, when he took his people, Habil, between two mountain, and he teaches them little by little, because the shaitan, when he came to anyone, he doesn't give you, go adultery. No, he tried to take you first, the first step. Watch a movie. Movie, how do you call it? Porno? Watch it. Enjoy it, life. Understand? He came first step. He told the woman, if you wear the hijab, you look ugly. It's nothing wrong. Allah ghafur rahim. Allah forgive all the sins. Don't put the hijab because you will be ugly. People will cause harm for you in the street. So the shaitan came always actually in top. Shaitan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ayyuma mra'a kharajat min baytiha. Any woman in general, Muslim or non-Muslim, come out from her house, اعتلها الشيطان. The shaitan became in the top of her. Why in the top? When you meet this woman and exactly he beautify the face of the woman. Look at this. MashaAllah. Her eyes, her lips, his hair, and so on. So he came. But if the woman, Allah created her ugly, he doesn't want to be in the top of her. He jumped to the bottom. And when he jumped to the bottom, the shaitan and the woman actually turned the woman all the time, and the shaitan will be, he will beautify her body for you. look at this, mashallah, look how she woke, look how it's so, look how it's the body. Because he knows that people, they're gonna look to the face. People will look to what? The bottom. That is the job of the shaitan. He came in anywhere. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Allah protect all of us from him, inshallah ta'ala. How much I still have?
You have about 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yes.
I think actually the time is finished.
Do you want to use
the... Yeah, time is finished, inshallah. Always when we sit down in the table of the merciful, table of Ar-Rahman, we come out hungry. We need to eat.
Yes.
All the time in the majlis of the ilm, when we start, and then after that, we are not satisfied it. But inshallah, if Allah give us life, we'll continue to study from the table of Ar-Rahman, the table of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the knowledge and to be protected. This ayah confusing a lot of people. But inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, we will clear it for you completely, inshallah ta'ala. And when after that, we'll move about the class of magic. Did they make magic against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The answer is yes.
Yes.
How exactly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he exactly cured himself from this magic? We will know. We will know. Is that true that the shaitan came by magic to mislead someone to establish magic or to make magic between the husband and both of them, they will be separated because of the magic? We will see from this time, and we'll give you example. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us for this class. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us from the shaitan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our group, inshallah ta'ala, our company here, to be together with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest level of Al-Jannah, to be neighbor, inshallah. Ask Allah to make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah. Ask Allah to protect all of us from the shaitan. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect our brother who working under actually company, to be safe from them, ya Rab. And ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to increase them and not to decrease them, and to give them, inshallah ta'ala, winning against actually whoever planning against them. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to clear all of us from the shaitan and to purify our heart from all the sins and all the devils. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us winner in this life, inshallah, to enter the highest life of Al-Jannah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all our children, our generation, our Muslim jama'ah and everywhere from the shaitan and the campaign of the shaitan. Jazakum Allah khair for listening. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Shalom ala ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.